everyone. Welcome to the Feeling Lighter podcast, where we are shedding old beliefs one episode at a time, because around here, the bottom line is how you feel about yourself changes everything in your life. So this is we're doing a four-part series this week where we're talking about the four pillars of WeShape. So Tyler and I are the co-founders of WeShape. We launched this product and this company with the intention of flipping everything we knew about the fitness and wellness industry on its head. And when people come in, they love this concept of, wait, how do I unsubscribe from all these beliefs that weren't serving me, or in toxic diet culture, toxic exercise culture? Like, I didn't even know I was in that belief. What do I do? And so WeShape has developed four pillars so that we can always revisit how we continue to come back to self and have a new perspective on what it means to be a human being in the fitness and wellness industry, right? Like, yeah. So today's pillar, we've talked about movement. Today's pillar, we're going to talk about intention.
Yeah.
Intention is big. To me, this is my favorite pillar. If I'm being, well, actually, I don't know. They're all good, but this is one of my favorites. So I'd love for you to start today, Tyler, if you feel good with that, to talk about like why we chose intention as one of the pillars for WeShape and what does that mean to you?
Well, I mean, I'll be the first to admit that I did not choose intention as one of the pillars of WeShape. Katie is really the mastermind behind the four pillars of WeShape. So I want to give you credit for that first and foremost. And, you know, really, when it comes down to starting with movement and teaching people to abandon this notion of I'm going to go exercise and sweat and burn calories and pump my muscles so I can change the way I look, right? We want to abandon that philosophy, and we want to start showing up for ourselves because we care for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We want to care for our bodies. We want to connect with our bodies. We want to mindfully move. But underneath that, you have to shed this intention that we've all got, that the fitness industry has given all of us, mm-hmm. which is you should feel bad about yourself unless you look like this over here that's impossible to achieve. And you should buy our product so that you can achieve that and start to feel better about yourself again. Mm-hmm. And so I think ultimately what we're trying to do with intention is to get people to recognize that the majority of the time we're showing up for our workouts because of self-judgment. Right. And that self-judgment has been given to us by the society that we live in and the fitness industry that is just toxic and shaming people and their bodies.
Yep.
And I think that what we try to do with this is we try to get people to develop a more meaningful intention. Because if you say, oh, I want to lose weight because of X, Y, and Z. Yeah, okay, that's fine. I'm comfortable with anybody when they're practicing this to start with something that maybe feels a little more superficial. Mm-hmm. But as you go deeper in this intention, as you go deeper in asking yourself the question, why am I here? Why am I doing this? You start to develop an intention that gives you intrinsic motivation, makes you want to show up for yourself, right? And I'll give you a great example. I was on a call for one of our challenges pretty recently, and it was about intention. And we always invite the members to share on the call and talk about their intentions. And I always share a story about a girl that I knew a long time ago who told me she wanted to be able to do this one-legged squat exercise. And I kept asking her why over and over and over again. And it went from that to, like, I want stronger legs, to I want to be able to run again pain-free. My knee's been hurting too. Oh, I used to run marathons with my dad. And it was the most wonderful time I had with him. I want to get back to that. And it's like, once you see that and you see somebody go through that process, it changes everything. And one of our members had this process live. And we were asking, hey, share your intentions with us. And they looked and they said, you know what? I used to show up because of weight loss, because of feeling bad about myself. You know, I'm constantly told I need to lose weight. I need to do these things. And I paused for a second and said, none of this is working. I'm coming from a poor intention, a negative intention.
Yeah.
And I'm living in accordance with that intention. And so instead of doing that, I've got these beautiful grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And my mom passed away when I was a teenager. And it was one of the saddest things I've ever gone through. Mm-hmm. And I want to be there for these grandchildren. I don't want them to have to deal with somebody who's falling apart as they get older and can actually play with them and enjoy their lives with them. And that transformation of somebody's intention changes the whole game.
Right. It changes the
whole game. You don't wake up anymore and think to yourself, oh, I hate my body. I'm going to go work out.
Right?
Or I ate too much last night. I'm going to go punish myself. Mm-hmm. You wake up and you think about those beautiful grandchildren. You might relate it to a painful experience that you might have had, and you might say, I'm going to show up differently. I'm going to show up differently for them. I'm going to show up differently for me, mm-hmm. right? And I think once you take the time to set a new intention, it changes everything.
And I want to add to that just a little bit. That shift in intention we're not trying to trick ourselves into then, okay, well then I'll do the workout today.
Right.
That shift in intention can then mean, oh wow, I didn't sleep great last night and my back's kind of bothering me. I'm going to rest today.
I don't want to do that workout today.
Yes. So that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I want to give even further context for our listeners. For those of you who haven't heard, Tyler and I used to own a body transformation company. Mm-hmm. We were deeply embedded in the toxic fitness industry and diet industry, and we watched thousands of people buy our products, mm-hmm. transform their bodies, and still feel terrible about themselves. And we have watched people come through WeShape, not change a single thing about their body, and be completely liberated and chase and get that feeling that they were actually after. People are actually after a feeling of, am I worthy? Am I valuable? Do people love me? They think that they're after the weight loss to get the feeling. And I promise you, I've watched thousands of people do it.
Right.
They do not get that feeling that they want through weight loss. It's right. not how
thousands.
You get it.
Katie is not exaggerating. Thousands of people losing, you know, tens or hundreds of pounds in many situations and still looking at themselves in the mirror and saying, I hate how I look.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a moment. As a reminder, the Feeling Lighter podcast is a part of WeShape, a fitness app that is taking a very different approach. And I wanted to let everyone know about our upcoming Best Moves for You masterclass that WeShape is hosting that you can sign up for free. Take a look at weshape.com/class or click the link in the show notes.
And now back to the Feeling Lighter podcast.
Keep going.
So
do
if,
more.
If
do
you're
more.
Dissatisfied yeah. with yourself, the weight loss will not bring satisfaction to you.
Never,
I'm
no.
sorry. So it's a lie. It's a trap. And the fitness industry makes a ton of money. Mm-hmm. And Tyler and I used to run a business like that. So when you know better, you do better.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're here. And I don't know, Lisa, do you want to share what intention means to you? Because I know you've been, Lisa's a Dr. Lisa Folden is a physical therapist. She's had, and she's a body image expert. Like you have a vast history of this work. And so what does intention mean to you as it pertains to people in their wellness journey?
Oh, it means everything. It really does. And I share a similar background. I had a weight loss program I called the 15 Days of Fitness. And I have no nutrition education, but I was telling people what to eat to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And I was in the mirror taking selfies of my body, every other day, completely obsessed. And when I did lose a semi-significant amount of weight, it was never enough. I still felt the exact same way. And I was getting more compliments from other people. Oh, you look great. Three babies where? It's like, oh. But I still felt no different about myself.
I want to pause you right there because that's so important. We think that the external validation will
fulfill us.
It's going
to do it.
It doesn't work.
But it doesn't work because ultimately it's rooted in that negative self-judgment. If you believe that you are not enough, no amount of things outside of you will make you feel differently.
That is so important.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, but
you're fine.
That was so important.
It is so important, and it is so true, because I got that external validation, and it meant nothing, because I still went to bed every night thinking, damn, there's still fat on my stomach. Oh, I can still see cellulite. Oh, look at this angle. Oh, that's a bad picture. And I just couldn't get to a space where I loved myself enough and cared for myself enough to be like, this is enough. let's move on. So the intention is everything.
Or this is too much.
Too much, that part. Yeah. So the intention for me is everything, because it brings me back to why I'm doing what I'm doing and why I'm not doing what I'm not doing. And knowing that there's room for both. There's room for rest. There's room for one type of workout. There's room for a different type of workout. Yeah. There's room for, just doing something fun with friends that happens to require me to be moving and up on my feet. And so now moving to a space of intuition with my movement, for people who still use the term exercise, it's this idea that I get to pick, because I'm competent enough, I am in tune enough with myself, and I know what's best for me, because now my intention is to feel better. It's to feel good.
Yeah.
It's to maximize my life. There are many things outside of our control, right? As we age, things change that we can't stop. We just can't. Some of us will get injured. Some of us will develop conditions. Some things are genetic. That is life. But what my goal is to do whatever is in my power to make my life on this earth as enjoyable and engaging as I possibly can. So for me, that looks like drinking lots of water, getting lots of sleep, feeding my body when it's hungry, listening to my body's fullness cue so I can stop when it's not, having the desserts, doing the things, hanging with the friends, working with people who I care about, helping people, and then moving my body in ways that feel good in that moment, and respecting that that can look different today, tomorrow, next week, in 3 hours,
yeah.
and being respectful to myself and kind to myself. I tell my clients, nothing good grows from shame. Mm. Nothing good grows from shame. So every time we're investing in our new workout plan or our new lifestyle plan because of shame we feel about our bodies or shame we feel about our habits, nothing positive comes from that. It's all rooted in negativity, and it's not going to benefit you. And what Tyler said about, you know, like investing in this new workout plan so you can look like this. And then what happens is most of us don't ever look like that, right? Even if we do change. But then it's like, the workout plan's like, okay, we'll do it again. Buy it one more time. Next time it's going to work.
You
failed.
You
need more. It's like it's a never-ending hamster wheel. And I feel so good to be off of it. And you know what? I'm going to be honest here. Being off of it has resulted in me having more weight on my body. That's just the reality. When I stop working out, you know, 8 days a week and eating all of my food out of small, my body changed. And having to deal with that, it's complex, but I am still healthier than I was then.
Yes, that's the key.
My mental and emotional health are at an all-time high.
Yes.
And my physical health is still good because it wasn't compromised in the beginning. I was just focused on aesthetics. And aesthetics and health are not the same. And
they're
don't understand. They're not the same.
People waste so much time worrying about that. They put so much energy towards it. And it just drains you and drains you and drains you. And I don't think, you know, something you mentioned I think is important to touch on is like, we don't realize we're rehearsing this.
Yeah.
We're practicing repetitions of self-hatred. Mm-hmm. And that's why when we continue down that pathway, it's actually getting harder oftentimes to come out of it.
Yeah.
And so the reality is, though, you don't have to do that. You can just change it all. Mm-hmm. And you can change it all by changing your intention. And we'll go over that in just one sec, how you can kind of approach this. But I want to turn the direction towards you, Katie, and just say, hey, I remember when you were going through this and you were like, wait a second, I am in the wrong intention. And intention is everything. So maybe you can share your story about kind of how you chose to put this into the We Shape Way in the first place.
I mean, ultimately, I got to give a huge shout out to Gary Zukav, who wrote the book, The Seat of the Soul. That book changed my life in many, many ways. And he talks about intention and acting from intention. I think it's only like a piece of his book. In fact, it's one of those books I'm just going to have a disclaimer. You got to read it a couple times. But the intention piece is what spoke to me the most, because we often have a belief that we're showing up out of our intention. And if we stop and evaluate that intention and the behavior, we often find a disconnect. Mm-hmm. So a really great example of this is I want to have a good relationship with my mother-in-law. We'll just use that as an example. But when you look at how you show up to that relationship, you say that's your intention, but oftentimes our behaviors are disconnected.
Right.
And so revisiting that intention and actually kind of meditating and bathing in that intention and really being mindful of it will shift the behavior.
Right.
It's like we have an intention, then we have mindless behavior. Mm-hmm. And so when
Is it just kind of a fake intention, right?
Yeah.
We're just saying we want something, but we're not
acting
in accordance with
right.
that.
And so if we can get clear on the intention, what takes some time, a lot of people come into We Shape with the intention of weight loss. So I ask them to kind of start there, like, is that the intention you really want, mm-hmm. right? And then we kind of get down to, actually, I just want to feel good and not be so stressed and have a better, my emotional state to be in a different place. And it's really a lot of those things. I want to feel ease. I want to feel peace. I want to feel rested.
Right.
And when we act from that true intention and we can sit in that, then we can behave in accordance with that. Mm-hmm. So this is why I always come back to intention. Like, and I also want to say, and I know Lisa can attest to this, like just because we're out of that world doesn't mean that world doesn't come in and knock on the door.
Absolutely.
And so like even last time I shared on a different episode how I went out of town and I was like kind of not working the whole time. And then I noticed that like because I wasn't doing this work every single day, I heard toxic diet culture come in, like questioning how I looked in that bathing suit, you know, being like, oh, are you going to eat that? Like I watched all the messages come in and then I paused and I said, what is your intention, Katie?
Right.
And it's like to feel liberated, to feel free, to feel valuable, to feel loved, to feel, and I'm like, then you're not acting in accordance with that intention.
Exactly.
You're allowing these narratives to take over and take that intention away. Mm-hmm. So I always go back to intention. To me, that's where it starts.
Yeah.
And when we can marinate in it and actually hold it in the forefront of our mind and get real with that intention, then our behaviors can shift.
Yeah.
So that's why
almost
I can
embody
that's
it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'd love to give the listeners kind of a little exercise they can do at home
Great.
To kind of go through this intention. And, you know, the process, the way you like to tell people to is just ask them, why do you want to show up for yourself? Whether that's a workout, I mean, you can replace the goal with anything you want, but imagine if you're showing up for your workouts. Why do you want to show up for your workouts? And get a, you know, go to a quiet space for 10, 20 minutes where nobody's going to bother you. Get a piece of paper to write on and a pen, and just ask yourself that question, why? And the way that I've found works really well, at least for me, but play around with it, is if nothing comes up, just give it a pause and ask again. Mm-hmm. And then just give it a pause and ask again. And then something will come up. And you know what? Don't push it away just because of all this talk about it being superficial. If it's, okay, oh, I hate the way that my belly looks and I want to lose 30 pounds, right? Just write that down. Right. And then say, okay, well, why do I hate the way my belly looks and why do I want to lose 30 pounds? And repeat that question. And keep doing this. And what we find is that as people get through about 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 or 10 of these, they start to go deeper.
Right.
They start to find an intention that feels like it's coming from a place of self-worth, and the desire to show up for self, and it's more emotionally driven towards feeling good rather than wanting other people to tell you that you look good.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And I think that if you do this practice, it's gonna be huge. We had one person come to one of these calls and they had 12 pages. I'm talking like single
spaced. Oh my gosh, they really followed the exercise.
Pages of this before they got to their why, which was, I don't remember what it was at the time, but it was very meaningful for them. And so take some time with this and then also realize this why that you come to, this is going to change,
yep,
right? Mm-hmm. Just let it be what it is for right now, for a month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever. Come back to it, ask the question again, and keep going deeper every time you ask it.
I love that.
Great exercise. But yeah, I think we've given our listeners enough to chew on with this piece of intention. Yeah. It takes time.
It
takes time. And like you said, intentions do shift. But I think that the root intention in all of us is, am I seen? Am I valued? Am I loved? And you are.
Yes.
Yeah. And when we can act and behave in accordance with that intention and show up for ourselves in that way, it changes the game.
Absolutely.
So thank you both for sharing what intention means to you. Thank you for all the listeners who are here supporting We Shape and, you know, being open to these ideas. And we're all on this journey together, right? We're figuring it out too over here. So thank you so much for listening, and we will see you for the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoyed today's show. Now, before you go, it would mean a lot to us if you could take a moment right now to subscribe to the podcast and then leave us a review. This helps spread the word so more people can feel lighter by shedding one belief at a time. Also, we want to hear from you. So if this episode impacted you or you have any questions that you think would be great for us or any of our future guests, please feel free to email us at podcast@weshape.com. And finally, if you want to try WeShape's different approach to health and fitness, remember that right now you can sign up for WeShape's Feel Good Challenge and get access to everything WeShape has to offer for free. Just click the link in our podcast description or go to weshape.com/challenge to sign up.